The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
When you sit down to breakfast, don't you often think of the starving people of the world? I wish we could share our abundance with them. Wholesome foods like good luck margarine. Years ago, we never dreamed of eating margarine, but nowadays you can get margarine like good luck, which tastes delicious. I really enjoy it.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is new good luck, the light margarine that leaves no oily aftertaste.
Okay, Harry, thanks. Come on. Hello, I'm home. Well, hello, young lady. Can't you even greet your father when he gets home from work? Betsy.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Well, that's enthusiastic. Where's your mother?
I don't know.
Well, where's Aunt Effie?
I don't know.
Well, look, I got some news if everybody wants to gather around and listen. Where is everybody?
Oh, there you are. He's home, Aunt Effie. Put the souffle in. Honestly, where have you been, dear? You're late, and Aunt Effie's fixing this special souffle for dinner tonight.
Well, look, there was a reason I am late.
I wish you'd call, darling, when you're going to be this late. I mean, it makes a good deal of difference. Aunt Effie, he's home. Did you hear me? You can put the souffle in.
Look, if you give me a chance to tell you, there's a reason I am late.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter now, dear. You're here. But I do wish you'd call, darling, after this. I mean, it's, you know, it's nearly 7. It makes a good deal of difference, you know, when you're planning.
Betsy,
will you wash your hands, please?
Will you wait a minute? Now, just calm down. I have got something to tell you. If you stand still a minute.
Betsy. Will you get up off the floor now and put your coloring book away and wash your hands?
I haven't finished my picture.
Will you speak to her?
But I'm... Put your coloring book away and wash your hands.
Gee, I'll be glad when I'm grown up.
Well, I'll be glad when you are, too. Now take that look off your face. Did you hear me? Speak to her, will you, Father?
Look, I... All right, take that look off your face and go wash your hands.
Really, she's just getting impossible. You better wash your hands, too. Aunt Effie put the souffle in the oven, and it only takes a few minutes. And when it's ready, we've got to, you know, sit down at once before it falls.
Well, look, I've got something to tell you.
What about the salad? Oh, the salad! I forgot
about it. Wait a minute, will you? I want to tell you something.
Darling, I have to fix the salad. We have to sit down the minute the souffle comes out of the oven. Now, tell me at the table, huh? We are dying in here. I'm coming.
Oh, golly, what's the...
This is Galen Drake. Say, when your youngster has a cold, those old-fashioned, greasy rubs that are strong-smelling and messy just won't do. You try a new Minute Rub, the modern, greaseless way to rub painful, cold miseries away. You see, in addition to being greaseless, Minute Rub vanishes. It won't stain, it smells good, and it feels cool, and that's important to children. And it relieves chest tightness and muscular discomforts of a cold. And by the way, it's great for muscular pain, too. So when your child has a cold, just rub those cold miseries away the modern, greaseless way with new Minute Rub.
It's ready. It's ready. The souffle is ready.
Oh, you're going to want to come to the table, everybody.
Goodness, I hope it turns out all right.
Oh, it looks just simply beautiful, Anna.
Yes, it does. It really does. Betsy?
I'm right here.
Oh, fine. Where's Daddy?
I don't know. Daddy!
Didn't you tell him I was fixing the souffle?
Yes, I did, Aunt Effie. I'm...
Oh, I really come to the table before it falls.
Yes,
oh, my goodness, there he is. Just sitting in there reading the paper.
Oh, dear, come on, please. What is the matter with you? I told you Aunt Effie would fix the souffle.
I fixed the souffle.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, put it down, please, before it falls.
All right.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
I'm talking to Betsy.
Oh, did you wash your hands?
Yes, I did.
Did you use soap?
Yes.
Well, it certainly doesn't look like it. You're going to wash your hands with soap.
The souffle is going to fall.
Oh,
Oh, sit down now, will you, for Pete's sake. And...
Well, really.
Well, for the love of Mike, it isn't going to kill her. She doesn't wash her hands with soap.
Well, I don't see how you expect to have discipline if we don't stand together.
I don't expect to stand together. We're having dinner, so let's sit together.
Oh, very dusting.
Well, if you're going to take time off to argue, the soup plate will fall.
Sit down, Betson.
Yes.
Now then, I have been trying to say something ever since I walked in the door.
Oh, yes, I'm very sorry, dear, but Effie wanted to make the cheese souffle tonight, yes. Yeah?
Look, I am tired of the word souffle.
Well,
dear, really?
Well, I don't care. I've been trying to tell you something.
I know, darling, and I want to hear, but my goodness, Aunt Effie has tried to think of something new to fix you for dinner. I mean, I do think...
Well, I'm very, very sorry, Aunt Effie.
Oh, it's quite all right. I know I'm not the best cook in the world.
Oh.
But I do try to think of something that would be nice for you.
Oh, you're a wonderful cook, and she found this recipe in a magazine, and she couldn't wait to make it for you.
Yeah, well, I do. I thank you, Aunt Effie. I thank you very much. I appreciate it and all that, but I'm just...
Did you know we're having a souffle?
Put your napkin in your lap. And it is not all we're having. We're having a nice salad and a tuna fish casserole.
I don't like tuna fish.
Leave the table. Just leave the table.
Oh, look, for Pete's sake, can't I tell you what I've got to tell you?
Are you going to let her talk like that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't like tuna fish.
Well, it would seem that nobody likes my cooking anymore.
Oh, of course they do, Aunt Effie. What is the matter with everybody
tonight?
Well,
I'm sure I don't know what's the matter with everybody, but let's see if we just can all calm down and have a nice, pleasant dinner together.
Yes. Ah, we have had such a hectic day, haven't we,
Aunt Effie? You know what? But before you go into that, now let me tell you.
No. Hot water.
What?
I started the washing and no hot water.
I think you better call somebody, dear, about that hot water tank or the boiler, whatever it is. This is the second time in 2 weeks that we haven't had any hot water.
Yeah, all right. I'll look at it tonight. Anyhow, now listen, will you? You know, I told you about this deal I was trying to close with a Bancroft company.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Betsy, when you want something, ask for it. Don't just reach over people like that.
I did ask for it, and I said please.
Yes, you did. I heard it.
Oh, did she? Oh, mm-hmm. No. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Go on, dear. Bancroft company.
The Bancroft company. Yeah, well, she's tonight. Mr. Bancroft. Call.
Well, there's no salt in Texas.
I'll get it. Sit still, Aunt Effie. I'll get it. Go on, dear. Mr. Bancroft called you.
No, I want you to hear this.
I can hear you, dear. Come on, dear. Go on. Mr. Bancroft called.
That is correct, but I will wait until
Bancroft.
You sit down.
Oh, there was some Bancroft in Dodge Center when I was a girl. He had the lumber company. Lenny Bancroft. Huh?
Lenny Bancroft, but it's not the same Bancroft, Aunt Effie. Anyhow.
Here's the salt and pepper.
Who wanted it? I did.
Okay, yeah.
Didn't there used to be a Bancroft in the movies?
Yes, they did. George Bancroft.
Yes.
George Bancroft is in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But it is not the same Bancroft that I am trying to tell you about. That's another Bancroft.
Well, whatever happened to him?
I do not know what happened to the Bancroft I'm talking about is Wallace Bancroft.
Oh.
He owns a Bancroft merchandising company, and what I am trying to tell you is that he called...
Did George Bancroft play in the Seahawks?
Oh, I don't know, Anna. Betsy, will you sit up straight now? Don't slouch in your chair like that. What were you going to say, dear?
I have been after him for months, and finally he called me today, and he said, Piper, I want to see you.
Uh-huh,
well, I
uh-huh.
went right over there.
Oh, no, Milton Sills. Milton Sills. That's who was in the Seahawks.
Oh, uh-huh. What was it? Milton Sills.
I always liked Milton Sills. His movies were always so good.
We saw a movie in school today. It's afternoon assembly.
Oh, did you
do? It was about George Washington, and Jamie called him George Washing Machine. But I don't think that's very nice, do you?
George Washing Machine? I certainly do not. Not respectful at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, dear, that our washing machine is making that very, very funny noise again.
All right. Anyhow, if I may continue.
Yes, dear. Do please.
Well,
yes,
Mr. Bancroft called and said, Piper, I want to see you. And I said, well, I went over there. And well, where are you going now?
Well, I'm talking. I can hear you. You went over there.
Oh, I got it.
I just remembered the mince pie was in the oven. The mince pie that you're so crazy about, dear, and I thought I'd better look at it. Well, it's all right, I guess. Then. Well, go on, dear. You were saying something about...
Well, I guess I'm the only one who likes the souffle.
Oh, no, it's delicious, Aunt Effie.
Nobody has said a word about it.
Well,
it's all right. If you don't like it, you don't have to. I was just experimenting, trying to get something different.
The souffle is simply marvelous, isn't it, dear?
Excuse me.
Well, what's the matter? Dear? Dear?
Where'd he go?
In his den.
Well, I guess he didn't care for my souffle.
Oh, of course he liked it. What is the matter with him? Now, dear?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Yeah, Marty, yeah, Marty, pineapple grapes and juice grapes. When I have a tea party over at my house, I always serve tomato pineapple grapefruit drink. It isn't tea, but it's awful good.
Enjoy Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks. Everyone so good. So good for everyone.
Terribly sorry, dear, really, I...
Oh, it's all right. It's just when a husband comes home and wants to tell his wife something, he'd like her to sit down and listen.
I know.
Jump up for a dozen things and...
I know. I really am terribly sorry.
That's all
right. But I couldn't sit down when you came home. And if you fussed over fixing you this souffle, and I've been so scared of hurting her feelings, then I guess I've hurt yours, and it's... been such a hectic day, anyhow.
Oh, well, forget it. I'm making a big fuss over nothing.
No, you're not at all. Now, I want to know all about everything. Now, here I am. We won't go back to the dinner table, darling, until I hear. Now, I'm all ears. Tell me what happened, darling.
Right, right. But anyhow, I've been working on this bankrupt deal for, months.
Uh-huh, yes.
And today...
Well, never mind, dear. Whatever's happened, just ignore it. Now, you tell me all about Mr. Bancroft. Go on, dear. Go
well,
on.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
I got over to his office.
Mom pulled the tablecloth off the kitchen table and has the steak you're planning for dinner tomorrow.
Oh, but brownie!
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. These things just went over.
All right.
Well, what happened with Bancroft?
I closed the deal.
Oh, darling, that's marvelous. Where is the dog, anyway?
Well, what was the matter with you at the dinner table? Didn't you like my souffle?
Oh, yes, I loved it. I loved the souffle.
Well, it's not important, but I made it for you.
Next time irregularity makes you feel dragged out, below par, take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Many doctors recommend X-Lax for youngsters as well as adults, because X-Lax gives the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. So if you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.